In the book, they say this. If there is only one thing you get from this book, let it be this. Let me repeat this for you. Giving is the key to receiving. Giving is the key to receiving. Just do yourself one favor. Give. Now, why do you feel that so strongly?
Why do we feel that so strongly? Because it's true.
Oh, okay.
There's just no, I mean, you can prove. It's funny, there are some things, you know, we cannot test the universe or God or however you see that omniscient, omnipresent intelligence that has designed all this. We can't test it on any level except one, and that is giving, whether that's tithing or giving for charity. But that is a test that you can try, and it works. If you give and you claim a tenfold return on that...
That's on a charitable gift. Make a distinction,
right,
between them.
Yeah,
we see a distinction in that. And one is the law of tenfold return, which is giving for giving's sake, to give to others, to a charity, to a guy on the street, to your cousin, whatever. Giving. Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Tips.
The universe will give back to you if you give to them.
Mm-hmm.
But above that, then, is giving, and we don't even look at it as giving, as tithing.
So those are in two separate categories as far as you're concerned.
Two separate categories. Tithing is taking the 10% of your income that does not belong to you and giving it or sending it to, let's don't use the word give, let's say send it to those that you believe are doing the good spiritual work of the universe. And from where you get the best result is if you give it, if you
tithe
to that place from which you receive
your spiritual
growth.
Which may or may not be a church.
Right.
Which may or may not be a church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It may be an individual.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a group of people that you meet with that you feel spiritually inclined to. I have ties to all different kinds of people. It's, you know, it's weird. We hear the word tithe in such a dogmatic, church-based, Judeo-Christian-based way that it's hard for some people to see beyond that. That it's not about, you know, you owe the church. That's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that the universe created this place for us to grow. And by us paying that 10%, which there's a significance to the 10%. It's not just a random number. The 10%, number 10 represents creation. The 1 represents the male energy, and the 0 represents the female energy, the field of all possibilities, infinity, as you would. And the 1, basically, when you tithe, the 1 impregnates the 0. And whatever you ask for in that field of infinite possibility comes to you because the 1 and the 0 are creation.
That's awfully nicely said. I have to give you that, boy. That sounds very nice.
Yeah, I'm going to retire now. She's going to carry on and do all the talking. You're doing too good a job.
Well, and if you think about, I mean, even the base of our numeric system is 1 and 0.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the computers
are all written with 1s and 0s.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it goes beyond just philosophical, you know, thoughts about energetically what those represent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a very, very powerful number. I mean, numerology talks about the 1 and the 0. It's, you know, it goes across the board. And the way that we see it is you pay God in advance and you're taken care of.